All land managers in Colorado are tasked with preventing or managing invasive weeds. For the past 3 years, the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority has employed a herd of goats to eat the weeds along the Rio Grande Trail. About 450 goats are now working to manage the weeds that grow along the stretch of the Rio Grande from Glenwood Springs to Emma. Brett Meredith is trails coordinator for RAFTA. He says there are three main goals in bringing the goats to the Roaring Fork Valley. First, they're meant to control invasive weeds. Goats eat just about anything, including all of the species on Colorado's noxious weed list. Second is to improve soil health. And finally, Meredith says, RAFTA wants to educate the public about invasive weeds.
You know, the goats are much more approachable than someone walking around spraying chemicals.
Meredith works ahead of the goats, spreading the seeds of native species. Then when goats come through and eat the weeds, they also till the soil with their hooves and fertilize as they go. He's collecting soil samples, but those haven't yet been analyzed. Still, Meredith says the project has been a success.
And they definitely are eating the noxious weeds. We're definitely getting out a lot of native seed ahead of them. They're fertilizing, aerating.
This year, there are two herds working in separate spots along the trail for a little more than a month. They eat about an acre daily. This is the third year that RAFTA has used goats rather than herbicides along the Rio Grande, and Meredith says he's hoping to continue the contract with Goat Green LLC. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.